Prior to the meeting in Conakry, Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf released a statement saying she would not tolerate Liberians being recruited as mercenaries. One of her spokesmen said she made the trip with Sierra Leone President Ahmad Tijan Kabah to help bring peace and reconciliation to Guinea. The three countries are part of what is known as the Mono River Union. In nearby Burkina Faso, a mediator for the West African group ECOWAS, Ibrahima Babangida, met with the group's current head, Burkina Faso President Blaise Compaoré, and said he was pressing on with his own efforts.
I think as long as we engage ourselves in dialogue, there will always be a solution to the problem. We should be able to bring in the experiences of these countries to bear on our sister country so that things don't go out of hand.
A West Africa analyst with the Brussels-based International Crisis Group, Gilles Yabi, warns Mr. Conte will be difficult to deal with.
It is difficult to have leverage, especially with President Conte, because he's a very eccentric president who used to stay in his country, who have few diplomatic connections, and who really doesn't care about external pressure.
Another analyst who recently spent time in Guinea, Dustin Sharp from U.S.-based Human Rights Watch, agrees, but applauds the outside efforts.
I think the stakes are too high. I think all of Guinea's neighbors and the international community in general need to take a strong interest and keep pressing.
Sharp says he believes Guinea is, in his words, on the brink of a precipice.
It wouldn't be the first time that legitimate grievances have given birth to rebel movements or other types of insurgency, so no one wants to see that happen. And it's for that very reason that we're in a very dangerous situation.
Sharp says Human Rights Watch has also been closely monitoring reports that Mr. Conte's forces are recruiting former Liberian rebels.
According to interviews that we've done with longstanding contacts in Liberia, numerous people have been approached in Liberia to be recruited for missions in Guinea. So we don't have concrete information about troop deployments or numbers, but we do believe that recruitment has taken place.
During Liberia's recent civil war, Mr. Conte backed the main rebel group. Guinea is under martial law following a round of looting by angry protesters calling for Mr. Conte to resign. He has been in power since a coup in 1984. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。